Because what's the point in teaching them to reach for the stars if they can't step out their doors to see them?
Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference.
What's the point in teaching them to reach for the stars if they can't step out of their doors to see them? 如果连出门看星星都做不到，那教他们去追逐星辰还有什么意义？我们再来用美音读一下这句。What's the point in teaching them to reach for the stars if they can't step out of their doors to see them? 首先我们来做发音要点的讲解。我们来看，这是一个很长的一句话，我们在读的时候呢，在中间停顿一次，读起来会更顺畅。在哪儿停顿呢？我们可以在 stars 的后面停顿。What's the point in teaching them to reach for the stars? 停顿 If they can't step out of their doors to see them? 我们来看这句话有哪些要点啊。What's the point in point, on, point? 和后面的 in 可以连读。Point in, 后面 teaching, e, a, teaching, 前紧后松的单词。Teaching them to reach for the stars, 注意节奏。Teaching them, da, 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 to reach for the stars, da, 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 da. 我们这个节奏感呢是由重读和弱读搭配形成的。虚词弱读，比如说像 them, to, for,the 这些词呢做弱读，读成 them, t, f, the。 重读音节呢，像 teaching 的第一个音节 t, reach, stars, 这些都是重读音节。那么重弱搭配就形成了英语句子的节奏感了。我们来读一下试试。 Teaching them to reach for the stars, da da da, da 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 da, to reach for the stars, da 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 da。听起来像唱歌一样哈。我们再来看后半句 If they can't step out of their doors to see them, they can't step out of their doors, 注意连读 step out of their doors, can't step out of their doors, step out of, 再加前面的词 can't step out of, can't step out of their doors, da 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 da,Out of their doors, da 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 da, 节奏感又来了。To see them, da da da, 注意重和弱的搭配。我们在读英语句子的时候呢，一定要有这种节奏感的意识，重和弱相互搭配，相互交织，形成一个句子正确的读法。我们来用英音读一下这句话。What's the point in teaching them to reach for the stars if they can't step out of their doors to see them?我们再来看美音 What's the point in teaching them to reach for the stars if they can't step out of their doors to see them? 英音和美音的句子节奏是相同的，都是英语哈，所以它们的节奏感是一致的。那区别呢，在于一些单词的发音，比如说 for, 美音会读成 for, 弱读是英音读成 f, 美音读成 fer。虚词的弱读是也是需要我们在句子之中需要辨别出来的。Reach for the stars, da 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 da. 后半句 If they can't step out of their doors, 注意 can't, 美音发成 can't. If they can't step out of their doors to see them. 这样的节奏。好，我们来用美音读一下。What's the point in teaching them to reach for the stars?If they can't step out of their doors to see them. 发音部分我们就讲到这儿了。我们来看这句话有哪些词链。首先我们来看这个句式包含词链。What's the point in something? 或者是 in doing something? 表示做什么什么又有什么意义呢? In 也可以替换成 of,of something, 或者是 of doing something. 后面再加一个 if, 如果怎么怎么样又有什么什么意义。我们来看一些例句啊，比如说这些暴行的意图何在呢？或者说这些暴行的意义在哪儿呢？ What's the point of all this violence? 这次会议的目的到底是什么呢？ What's the point of this meeting anyway? 当然了，如果后面加动词呢，我们要把动词名词化，加一个动名词形式。比如说像原声例句，抱怨有什么用呢？
What's the point in complaining? What's the point in complaining? What's the point in complaining?
What's the point in complaining? 看到半空的杯子又有什么意义呢？
What's the point in seeing the glass half empty? What's the point in seeing the glass half empty? What's the point in seeing the glass half empty?
What's the point in seeing the glass half empty? 有了权力却不能使用又有什么意义呢? What's the point in having power if you can't use it? 我们来看早读这句话。What's the point in teaching them to reach for the stars? 这里的 them 其实指代的是女性。The point in teaching them to reach for the stars. 我们来看后面半句的。Reach for the stars. 它的意思是 to try to be successful at something that is difficult. Reach for something 表示够到什么什么，抓到什么什么。那么 reach for the stars 就是追逐星辰的意思了，也就是去实现一件非常难的事情。比如说，她总是鼓励她的孩子们要有摘星之志。She always encouraged her children to reach for the stars. 我们所有人都是脆弱的，有缺陷的，但我们可以摘星揽月。成就伟业。We're all fragile and flawed, yet we can reach for the stars and do tremendous good. 我们来看后半句的词料 step out of the door 表示走出门。当然最后的 door 也可以替换其他的名词 step out of something, 从哪儿迈出去走出去的意思。我们回到早读来看这句话 What's the point in teaching them to reach for the stars?教他们去追逐星辰有什么意义呢? If they can't step out of their doors to see them, 如果他们连出门看星星都做不到的话。我们来调整语序整理成汉语的逻辑。如果连出门看星星都做不到,那教他们去追逐星辰还有什么意义呢?今天的活学活用呢,我们就来试着用这个词料 What's the point in doing something? What's the point in something? 做什么什么,还有什么用呢?有什么意义呢?用这个词料来随意造一个句子。今天早读我们再来读一下,首先是英音版。What's the point in teaching them to reach for the stars if they can't step out of their doors to see them? 美音。What's the point in teaching them to reach for the stars if they can't step out of their doors to see them?今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.